Ara-ara.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Ara Ara channel. It's your host Vivs, and with me today is my usual co-host Amy. How are you, Amy?
All good. So if you notice, my hair is not curled today. It's because I want to say I'm going for the wet hair look, but it's honestly because I just had a shower. And I didn't curl it.
So, I honestly think it's a Filipino thing. Like, I swear to God, whenever I reach home, I immediately have to take a shower, regardless of what I did, you know? And, like, I have to schedule what I do based on my shower. Like, for example, I already took a shower. Oops, no going out for grocery. I gotta order now. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, if I go out, like, even, like, step outside my house, I'm dirty now. Like,
immediately, I'm dirty. I have to take a shower. Like, I don't know if it makes sense to other people. Because I know some people in Dubai that they, like, for example, at work, you know, like, my workmates will tell me, like, oh, yeah, after work yesterday, I immediately went to my bed and lie down. And I was like, huh? Who does that? Like, it's blasphemous.
Exactly.
For me. I don't know if I'm normal or what. Do you do that too, Amy?
I'm sure I've done it at some point in my life, but on an unintentional basis, no. Because that's just, you know, Filipino math. We stay outside. Filipino math is like staying outside for like 10 hours, then coming home and like prepping yourself for 2 other hours just to go to sleep. You know?
Exactly. And especially for us, we have to dry our hair. You know, like, oh my God, Filipino math. I can't understand Filipino math. Speaking of, I recently traveled to Singapore, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have a coworker who's telling me like, oh, what time is your flight? And I was like, I think it's 7 p.m. So I have to be there by 2. And he was like, what do you mean 2? I was like, yeah, I have to be there by 2. Because, you know, like, I have to be there. They told me in the office that, no, girl, you only have to wait for 3 hours. You have to only be there 3 hours ahead of your flight. So you can be there like, you know, maybe 4 or something. And I was like, no, have to be there at 2. and then the funny thing is, like, I don't know if you've noticed this, Amy, but when I was in that queue going to Singapore, or even before that, I went to Georgia, I think last year, I had to print out everything. Itinerary, ticket, hotel booking. Again, that's Filipino math. I have to be there 5 hours early. I have to prepare myself. I have to have my print out because that's how Filipinos do it, you know? And then, but when I went to Singapore,
because in Philippines nothing is digitized.
You get my point. Like, nothing is digitized. You have to print out everything. You know, like, even when I went out of the country the first time, I had to print out everything. Like, I had to bring, girl, I have my birth certificate with me. Just imagine that. Like,
yeah,
why? Because you have to have it. Like, immigration in the Philippines,
exactly.
Will be checking
it. Why here?
Hmm?
Yeah, it's a why here in Dubai, but in Philippines, like, it's a given. Like, I remember when Nico was coming to Dubai for the first time, and, you know, before he left the Philippines, they were asking for all these papers. Oh, can you show me that you have this and that you have that? And then he even had to show proof that we were together.
Yeah, you know?
Maybe that's not your real, you know, partner or whatever. And then he gets to Dubai, and then he's like, we're at the immigration line in Dubai. I just wait with him, like, because in Dubai, for those who are watching, you can just use the smart gates, you can just exit like a normal person if you live here. But because it was my boyfriend's first time to reach Dubai, he had to wait in the line with like everyone else. So I just went with him, and he was like taking
envelopes.
All these papers from his bag. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just preparing because they're gonna ask again at the immigration. And then I'm like, no,
they won't
Dubai.
Care.
They, you know, they scan your eyes. That's it. And then and he's like, no, I just need to be sure. We finally reached the immigration counter, and the guy at the immigration was like, what's this? He's like, all my papers.
Passport.
I don't need that. Stand. And then they just scanned his eyes. Passport. And then that's it. And then we went out.
You see, okay, guys. Just to, like, quick update about my life. So I recently went to Singapore to watch Final Fantasy Distant Worlds. And then there, yes! Girl has been to Singapore to watch the concert. It was so mind-blowing. And I'll probably have a vlog upcoming in the next few days, hopefully, once I have the energy to edit the video. But yeah, that's the thing. And then, I don't know, for some reason, maybe I became used to living in Dubai. I didn't print anything when I was going to Singapore. And then when I was queuing for the check-in, girl, I can see who the Filipinos are in that queue. And only Filipinos have the printouts. Like, I swear to God, this shit up. You guys can definitely see that whenever you're traveling. Only Filipinos bring printouts. I swear. That's a Filipino culture that we have. But the reason why we're talking about this Filipino math is because of this recent trend of girl math, boy math, that... Are you doing girl math in your real life?
Give me an example of girl math. Like, okay. the most famous girl math.
Okay, shopping one. Like, for example, if I bought this dress for, let's say, 50 dirhams, and I'm going to be wearing it in the office, let's say, at least, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 times in a month. So I have to count the daily use of this dress. Like, for example, in a year, I've worn this for how many times? 3 times 12. Shit, it's math. I don't even count that. Yeah, okay.
36.
So 36 divided by 50 dirhams that I paid for this. So that's your daily use. You try to justify, yeah. Like, for example, you're comparing this 50 dirham dress to, let's say, a 1,000 dirham dress that you really like. It's so cool, but you're barely gonna wear it. So which one would you choose? Then obviously I will choose the outfit that I will use more. Because it doesn't make sense. Like, I'll buy a 1,000 dirham dress and then I'll only use it for one major event. Let's say a gala dinner or like corporate stuff. That's my version of girl math. And I think most women do that. And like, another example is, simple thing, paying for shipping fee. If, let's say, for example, you order in Namshi. Namshi says that if you reach 100 dirham order, your shipping is free. But if you don't, you have to pay, let's say, extra 10 dirhams or 20 dirhams. Mm. So let's say if your cart is currently on 80 dirhams, then might as well look like for something.
Yeah, spend enough to get the free shipping.
Because like, you're going to be paying for it anyway. You might as well use it for something that I can use, you know? So... how about you? Do you do that as well?
The shopping cart thing a little bit, cause like, but like for me, it's not necessarily clothes. It's like food.
Yeah, Korean, you know, like, delivery.
Yeah, exactly. Like the food deliveries. Like when I'm on Talabat, for example, I'm like, oh, I have to spend minimum 50 dirhams for free delivery, and my cart is 30.
I think
I need more food. I think I actually want dessert now. You know?
Just for the 7 dirham delivery, you know?
For the like, 7 dirham delivery.
Exactly. You have to order 20 dirhams more. Which doesn't make sense, but somehow it does. Because, you know, you're getting something.
Because now you have dessert and you're not paying extra.
Exactly. It's math. And that's what I also do in Kareem. Because in Kareem, the threshold is like 30 dirhams. If you order in 30 dirhams, you will be saving the delivery fee. So, like... makes sense. Let's go.
I love how like girl math comes so easily to you, but a while ago when you were like 3 times 12, yeah. Shit, it's actual math.
Girl, don't make me count real numbers. It's the practicality of the idea. Okay. So yeah, and then what else? I think it started as a trend for girl math, and then eventually boys wanted to be in on the party. People on Twitter made fun of them. I don't think it's Twitter anymore. It's X. It's kind of weird searching for Twitter now. Because for me, I'm still used to typing like Twitter. Because I don't use it frequently. Like, I don't even remember when was the last time I used my account. And then, if I just type X, Google will be like, what like, X do you need?
Right? It's not search engine optimized.
Is like, it what? X like this or X like, right?
Me
like,
searching X videos. No, I meant
Twitter videos. Well, yeah, I mean, going back to the topic, so they wanted in on the party. And what's an example of boy math, Amy, that you are familiar with?
Boy math? Oh.
They were made fun.
Oh, I'm not even sure.
They were made fun of people on TikTok and X or Twitter just because, like, girls were having fun with the girl math. And then they were like, okay, boy math is like having a kid is not a commitment, but marriage is a commitment.
Right. That's why I can't think of, like, proper boy math because I feel like a lot of men took it seriously.
Exactly. They took it seriously. So the girls backfired. Or, like, I mean, it backfired on them because, like, the girls were like, ah, okay. So, you think a girl is a gold digger when you only have 3 pairs of socks under your name?
Oh, the math
is not mathing. Like, it's always the guys who doesn't have money that they think girls are gold diggers. Like, bro, come on. You will only have, what, right. 1 pair of socks after the relationship? That's just a bad thing. Like, let's be real. Yeah, so, you... do you have any idea about boy math?
No, like I said, I can't. It's not coming to me because I feel like they took it seriously and then there is nothing.
Yeah, because like for us girls, like honestly, I do it frequently, so frequently that I don't have a word for it, but it just makes sense in my mind. Now, going on to the show, since we're still an anime podcast, I wanted to make this math version to anime math. Like, what are the things in anime that doesn't make sense, but somehow, since it's anime, we are giving it the free pass that, girl, it's anime. You know, like for example, I'm watching One Piece recently, right? Like in Alabasta arc. I'm not sure which part of Alabasta you're in.
I am in, what's his name? Vivi's childhood friend who's the head of the rebellion.
Koza, something.
Yeah, Koza. He was shot and basically Crocodile has like encompassed the entire place with sand, and the both sides think that the other is shooting the other.
Yeah. Was there a mention of any bombs? Or not yet?
Yeah.
Okay, there was a mention of bomb. Yeah. Okay. So what's annoying for me in that part was the fucking timer of the bomb.
Mm.
Like, they said that it's only 30 minutes left before the bomb.
At 4:30.
And girl, it was like 10 episodes ago. And it's still 30 minutes. And then, after 5 or so more episodes, it's 15 minutes left. And then in that 15 minutes, that's another 10 episodes. Before, I don't know. How do you guys count minutes in anime?
No, but at least...
Honestly, it makes sense.
At least the thing with One Piece is they were showing segments of what was happening in different parts, right? Like, oh, this is what was happening with Zoro in those 30 minutes. This is what is happening with Nami in those 30 minutes. But it's not like Dragon Ball Z, where there's like, okay, this is like a 3-second fight, and then it's like how many episodes? And it's just that, like, oh, all of that happened in like
for example, like I remember there is this running joke in Slam Dunk. Because it was a popular show in the Philippines, right? One character, let's say Mitsui, will be doing a 3-point shoot, and then mid-air, the ball is in mid-air, guys, and then these flashbacks are happening. Like, you know, the memory of Coach Kansai talking to him about, hey, you should go back to basketball, shouldn't be a gangster anymore. All the while, the ball is still mid-air, and and then in the beginning of the episode, he shot the ball, or like, you know, shoot the ball, and then at the end of the episode, then it goes through. And you're like, was that just a whole fucking episode of me waiting for the ball to be, you know?
Shot into a basket.
Exactly. And like, that's what I'm saying about the Alabasta arc. There will be a part there that you will see, Amy. Like, literally, it's just, I swear to God, just a few seconds before the bomb goes off.
Okay.
That's what annoyed me so much. So I'm not gonna spoil anything to you, but like, and I like how anime characters can say something about, like, as you said, 3-second fight, and then they will dodge mid-air and say, like, a lot of time mid-air. Like, bro, you're falling off of a building and you're spouting your, like, techniques and whatever.
Your technique itself is, like, 10 seconds worth. What are you saying?
Bro, I cannot even think in 10 seconds that fast. Because I'm dead. Like... then that's it, you know. So I don't know, what are some anime maths that annoys you, Amy?
I think it's mostly that, unless we like have to look. I think what's better is like we search for like anime math.
Okay.
Like what other anime math is there?
Okay. Let me check Twitter or X.
I will check Threads. Let me just check online. One moment. So wait, what's coming up are just like, you're seeing all the anime math?
How about you on your end? How is it?
No, Threads are just showing users. It doesn't, you can't search actual.
Are you serious? Let me check.
Yeah, like you should check. Check your phone even. Like,
what? Is it not optimized yet for desktop? Like, hey, Meta.
Oh my God. That would be so dumb, like having a text platform and it's not SEO optimized for text.
Yeah, because all it. So showing me are like people when I type anime math, like,
yeah,
just people. Meta, if you're listening, gotta optimize this shit, you know, making some bucks from ads. But anyway, going back, so I'll read this one first. It says, anime math, an attack like this lands and then that character will smile and say something. Was that all? Like, bro, look at the explosion! Like, tell me, how does it work? Like, yeah, that's true. Like, in Dragon Ball, people are just like, whoosh, boom, big explosion, planetary explosion.
Is that all?
Is that
I
all?
I think Dragon Ball is like the epitome of anime math. Like, any anime math you can think of, it's there.
And it doesn't make sense. Like, it really won't make any sense, like, honestly. But anyway, going back, that's not the point. Because that's anime math for us. So next anime math is this. Why is nobody talking about Bleach having the three best episodes stretch in the history of anime? It's actually insane. I mean, can't relate because we haven't really... Have you watched the latest Bleach?
No, I haven't.
Nah, okay. This one is funny. So, Spicy Margarita. So, it says here, girl math this, boy math that. But anime math is, if it looks like a girl, it's really a boy. If it looks like a boy, then it's really a girl. If they look young, then they are like 100-something years old. Which is true. Biske, hello. But yeah, like, you'd think that, like, for example, Kurapika. I don't even know up until this date if it's a boy or a girl, but they say it's a boy. I mean, he's a boy.
I mean, no, when I saw Kurapika, I thought he was a boy. But I was confused why people thought he was a girl.
Because of the dub. Like, it was a female dub, and you can literally hear the hint of it being towards the that side. Like, for example, I forgot what's his name in Japanese, but in Yu Yu Hakusho, in Ghost Fighter, Dennis, the red-haired one, because he's called Dennis in the Philippine dub. I don't know what's his... Ah, Kurama. Kurama is his Japanese name, I think. He was voiced by a female, and the voice, you can literally hear that it's, like, going towards the feminine side. So, I don't know.
Mm.
Right? And I think they do that on purpose to somehow confuse you. But anyway.
So anime voiceover math be like, let's confuse.
Yeah, like they're in on it. Like, I swear to God, you know. Maybe you can also check on your end if there's anything that you wanna bring up. Because I'm just like,
sure.
This one is so funny. Wait. Anime math. The main character trains for 2 days and is able to defeat the villain that has lived or trained thousands of years.
Yep.
Like, for example, Fairy Tale. You know? Mm. Like, the main character just defeats the enemy by power of friendship.
Yep.
Power of friendship solves everything.
Isn't it, like, not fair to, you know, dedicate your entire life just to be defeated by some kid with colored hair? Like,
like, look at Naruto. Like, imagine the planning of Madara from, you know, after his death, he has to have some backup plan and putting, I forgot what's the first Hokage's name was, but, like, you know, putting his cells to lengthen his life, and then he has Obito, and, like, you know, having this huge master plan, and then Naruto is like, fuck you. You know, like, and another example is, what do you call this? Demon Slayer. Right? Like, Muzan. I mean, not to spoil people, but, like, imagine once he defeats Muzan, which is obviously, I don't think it's a spoiler because it's an inevitable truth that he will defeat the main villain, you know? But, like, just imagine Muzan became a demon and all his life he just wants to be able to walk under the sun. But, you know, like, this kid comes in and he has, like, okay, let me just train for, like, few years and then, you know, kill this thousand-year-old demon, and, like, that's it, that's my job, you know. How about you, Amy? Do you have any entries on your Threads
There's
account?
There's one. Anime boy math is having one traumatic event happen to you as a child, and instead of growing as a person, you start a fascist death cult and kill 80% of the world.
Attack on Titan 100%. You know? Okay, now, tweet says, anime math, when a character's clothes get wrecked and in the next day or next scene, they are perfectly fine. Like, wow, he just ripped a hole in your gut and you're drowning in blood. But yo, Gucci, you went to Federal Japan's men warehouse and they sued you right up. And the picture, the photo is so funny because it's Inuyasha. Literally, look at his clothes. It's all torn, all messed up.
Yeah.
Like, bro, how? And the thing is, as far as I remember, there's only one, what do you call this? Rat something clothes. They call this the red outfit that Inuyasha is always wearing. It's like one of a kind because it was from a gift from his mom or something or whatever. And like, how? Bro, it must have been torn apart. That's why I remember in the previous episode in One Piece, I mentioned that that's one realistic thing that they did for One Piece live action, you know, to have the characters switch clothes.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense if Luffy has been wearing the same outfit all throughout, you know, like, bro, how many vests do you have? How many red ones do you have?
Exactly. No, and what I liked as well was when it was both in like the anime and in the live action where Nami was like, I can stitch your hat for you.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Right?
Like,
right? It's,
yeah. Like, okay, so that happens.
Yeah, and it's like the explanation why you don't see any torn marks on Luffy's hat because like Nami literally fix it for him, right? But in some animes, it will be like, yeah, it's torn today, but tomorrow it's must be fine, you know, like all well, or like there's no issue with it, it's all fixed. So anyway, what else? Do you have anything there?
I've got anime boy math is spending years chasing your terroristic woman beating best friend, but not being able to make it to your son's birthday.
Naruto. Naruto.
No, but like fathers of anime, right? Like what we covered. Like they're out there like doing whatever, saving the world, and then they can't do like basic shit of being like a dad just because they don't wanna.
Ahem, jing, ahem.
Dude, Usopp, I felt so bad. Like I felt so bad, especially like in the live action where Luffy's like, oh, Usopp, I know him. He was like a father to me. It's like,
bro, Usopp just told you bro. That he's missing his dad and you're gonna be telling him, yeah, Usopp, he's like my second dad. Like, bro, what do you want? What do you want from me? But yeah, like, I swear to God, anime dads are a different level of crazy. See? Anime dad math, right?
Yeah, it's anime dad math. Oh, I have more anime dad math. It's it's missing your son's whole childhood, unaliving yourself, and leaving the fate of the world to your son, who is 10 years old.
Which anime is this?
Dragon Ball.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, like, see, imagine the math. It's not mathing. Like, let's not go too far. Hunter, Hunter. Look at Jing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Jing. He's like, you want to find me? Go to Green Island. Like, you can die.
You know, like, it's find fine. The cards. And then once he found the cards, he has three options to choose from. Which cards are you going to take back to the real world? And you're like, yo, if he chose this card, magnetic field, over a company on, then it will be to me, going to me. But, like, if it's a company on, take him to fight. Because, you know, he still needs some more strength to, you know, just see me in person. And then I think I forgot that lady's name, the dog lady from the Zodiac. And she said that maybe you're just a coward. You didn't want to see your son. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, Jing has this power or, like, his ability to foresee the future or, like, intuition. Mm. So he has...
Exactly.
I am quite sure it was calculated that Gon will pick a company on instead of magnetic field. So that's anime dad math for you guys.
Dude, another anime dad math. This is unintentional. You can't pay rent and instead of getting a job, you just turn your dog and your daughter into your next work project.
Shotoka! I mean, well, if I'm living alone, I don't have any more commitments, I can pay rent easily for one person. I don't know.
Can you imagine, like, if that's what he could do in the economy before, like, what about the economy now? What could he, especially in the economy now, especially, like, no one can pay rent, dude. Like, how, what are you able to do now?
Bro, it's hard living
like,
alone.
Like, what are you willing to do?
I mean, that's why people are living in crowded spaces now. Like, pack as much people as you can, you know? Like, one-bedroom apartment? Let's make that 20. Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
What else do you have there?
Okay, the picture is of Nejiko. And it's anime girl math. Instead of being a full character with your own wants and desires, you are just a plot device for your male protagonists.
Like, let's give another example aside from Nezuko, because Nezuko is like, I don't know, I'm not sure if she fits this anime map, but who else? Sakura,
she's just
following there. Sasuke, she's just there. But honestly, I don't get the hate. on Sakura. I've been seeing a lot of posts hating about her, but like, please enlighten me. Like, what makes you guys annoyed with Sakura?
I am annoyed with Sakura.
Why?
I never liked her because she was just that. It's exactly that. She was just a character. It just seemed like she was just there to be simping on Sasuke, and that's it. Like, Naruto was also a simp for Sasuke, but you could see like his growth and development, trying to improve. And then Sakura, the only thing that was cool about her was her fight with Chiyo?
Sasori.
I'm so bad at names. Sasori. Like, the only cool thing about her was her fight with Sasori. Like, even then, she had help. It wasn't just her. It's like that. Like, she's just there. And if she is part of something, she just does something stupid. Like, for example, during the whole war, like, all she had to do was take out Obito's eye.
Mm-mm.
And then she just froze. She was like, and then, like, he got away. So it's like, you know, do something useful. Like, she does not do anything useful. She's just there.
Because, like, in that logic, you mentioned that Sakura is only simping for Sasuke. But how about Hinata? She was simping for Naruto the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't like Hinata either.
Oh, really? Okay. So, who among the Naruto women did you like?
Yeah, so I like Tsunade.
I like her too, actually.
I like, what's her name? The one who Shikamaru ends up marrying from the
Temari. Wind. Temari.
Temari. Yeah. I like her too.
I like her too. I was about to say her, actually, those two characters. Yeah. Who else?
Yeah. So, Ino a little bit. At least she has more sense than Sakura. She has, she seems, she's more useful than Sakura.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's a lot there. Like, I would pick her over Sakura.
Okay.
But it is what it is. But you know, speaking of like Naruto and the girls there, like, I have another one here. Mm. It's anime. It's a photo of Naruto and Hinata, and it says, "Anime girl math is being a fully trained warrior, but fainting at the sight of a very mid man."
A very what?
Mid.
Can you show me the? Can you share your screen? Oh shit! Okay, now I get it. Okay, but can we have some more example of this? Like, is there any other character that's like this?
Hmm.
Or is it just really Hinata who, like, Naruto-kun?
Maybe it's like harem ones in general. Like, all of them are just chasing after just a guy. I think we had this episode, right? Like, all of these harem ones. I don't know if I said this in real life or, like, we had an episode, but it was sort of like that. Where it's like all these like beautiful women with actual personalities, like they're smart or whatever, and they're all chasing after just like mid guy, like he's just a guy.
I think we discussed this when we were watching Bunny Girl Senpai.
Yeah.
Harem. But anyway, I mean, it wasn't a harem. Yeah. So anyway, like, going back. So, anime math. Photo is Ash with Pikachu.
Okay.
Says here, I mean, it's not an anime math thing, but it's like 10-year-old Ash Ketchum wins the Alola League Championship, his first Pokemon League Championship in his 20-year career. And then the math doesn't add up. That's the tweet. It's like, how? How is he still 10-year-old? Like, for example, I remember this very vividly. Like, I started watching Naruto when I was 8, 9, or 10, something like that. Like that age. And then Shippuden comes in and he's 16, and then I was watching Shippuden when I was 13, I think, and then by the time that I reached 16, I was still watching Shippuden. Like, girl, I'm already the same age as Naruto and I'm still watching Naruto in his teens, in being 16. Like, but anyway, and like, for example, I think you're the one who mentioned this to me, but Detective Conan, apparently it has a lot of episodes, like more than 1,000, I think, by now, but I think you're the one who told me that it's actually just a span of months.
Yeah.
And I was like, how many times have they had Christmas episode? What do you mean? What do you
actually
mean?
I didn't, it wasn't me. If it was me, I've clearly forgotten. You know, I have bad memory. But
yeah.
So to me, that's news.
Yeah. Like, someone told me that it's only been a year or so after he got shrunk from that medicine. And I was like, bro, I've seen a lot of Christmas episodes. It's not
canon.
Yeah, it's so, like, I don't know. Like, how many episodes have they went to skiing trip? Like, how many holidays do you guys actually have? That's the first question.
I think anime math as well is like sort of what you shared before. It's kind of like when it's like a Japanese festival, and then that's when you have to admit to your crush that you like them, and then they like fireworks. They end up together. Yeah, the fireworks.
And speaking of anime math, if it happens for a 12 episode shoujo anime, that fireworks episode has to be either episode 8 or episode 12. You know, either the middle part, which is usually episode 8, or episode 12, which is the ending. Because, like, I also had this theory in K-drama. Like, for example, K-drama, if you've been watching a lot of K-drama, you will know that if it's only 12 episodes, they will start hinting the relationship around episode 8 or 9. You know, to give you time to be immersed that, oh, the male character or the male protagonist confessed around episode 5, but the female leading lady only felt the same feelings towards episode 8. Then now they will be like, you know, there will be some conflicts. Either the family doesn't like the girl, or like the guy will be in an accident, or like whatever plot. But I
That's
swear
so
to God.
Interesting.
Episode
because
8. Yeah.
For me, what I noticed, it's the opposite in Western media. And like Western media for shows, they'll probably introduce a love story or sex in like the beginning just to kind of hook you. And then later on, the story's completely different. It's not about a relationship anymore or love or anything. It's like way deeper. And now you're just in this profound show. It's like, oh, shit, like I'm into this now. It's not what it was when it started. Because they kind of set up a love story to get you hooked, but then it becomes not the love story anymore.
But like, honestly, that's one thing that gave me the ick for American series. Because there was a time when I was in uni that I was watching a lot of American shows. Because, you know, like, you get to that part that maybe I should try watching something. I've been watching a lot of anime. And, like, I remember watching Vampire Diaries. So I was already at season 4. And everyone has fucked everyone. like, I don't know who else doesn't haven't fucked who. Right? Like, at this point, that's the only part that you're waiting for. Right? Just like, Elena fucked this guy, her ex, and then Damon, and then Stefan, I think his name.
Yeah.
And then another guy that she fucked, but apparently it's Catherine Pierce, or like the older version, like her old self, or like, I don't know. That's the usual plot, I guess. And then that's why I stopped watching Vampire Diaries after season 4. I was like, okay, that's it. There's nothing more interesting in this show, but just like, you know, either sucking blood or sucking something else. So yeah,
you went pretty far with the show, because I never really watched Vampire Diaries, and then like I think during COVID there were a lot of videos and it trended again and stuff, so I was like, okay, I think it's time for me to watch, and I watched like 2-3 episodes. I was like, yeah, it's still not for me,
because at that time I was really the only thing that made me want to keep watching was actually Bonnie the witch. And at that time, I was so fascinated with the idea of werewolves, vampires. You know, that rabbit hole.
Like the Twilight era. Yeah. The Twilight era.
No, not Twilight, bro. Let's be real.
Yeah, it was the era that started it.
Yeah. But like for me, what made me interested was after I've read Shadowhunters. Like I've read the whole Shadowhunters series of Cassandra Clare, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then
I had it in our library at uni, didn't we?
Yeah, we had it. I was reading it from my PSP, because there was a time in uni that, you know, the movies like Hunger Games came out, and then you have Divergent came out. So I was reading those books, and then 50 Shades came out, and I've read the book, surprisingly. I was reading it while doing bowling classes, or like, I don't know whichever classes it was. And then, yeah, there I was reading Cassandra Clare's Shadowhunter. So I went down that rabbit hole. I wanted to know more about witches, vampires, werewolves, and fairies and stuff. So I was, that's why I wanted to watch Vampire Diaries, because they have that kind of concept as well. And as far as I've heard, Bonnie, the witch, the whatever spell she's chanting, it's actually legit.
Actual spells.
Yeah, actual spells. That's what made me more intrigued. But yeah, anyway. Going back to the anime. But yeah, I think you have consumed mostly American media, no?
Western, yeah. Just America. Sorry. Like, yeah, a little bit of Europe and
British, a lot of British ones as well.
Yeah, but for me, it's the Asian movies ones.
For British. Yeah.
The Asian ones. Like, that's why I know about K-drama. The formula. I swear to God. You can correct me on this. I'm betting my life on that. Like, I know that once I reach episode 8, that's the heading towards the climax part, you know? Like, they will give you this lovey-dovey scene. The couple is together. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, going back. So, what else? Because in shonen animes, there's no pattern like that, right? Like, the training. There's just a pattern of training arcs. Like, I remember I was rewatching Hajime no Ippo. Every after a major fight, there will be a training arc. Two episodes, he's training, doing jogging or whatever. Fight. Training arc, fight. And you told me you don't like training arcs.
No, I just can't.
Yeah, but I mean, for Naruto, it was actually a fun training arc. Like when he was trying to, what do you call this? Split the waterfall. Because he was thinking split the waterfall in half like this. But Jiraiya was like, no. Split it like this. He was like, huh? Right? That was his task, to split the waterfall in that sense. But yeah, anyway, going back, do you have any more entries for anime math?
No, I don't have any more.
So yeah, I think that's it for today's episode. We have discussed a lot of anime maths, and I don't know, what do you guys think? Let us know what other absurd anime maths have you guys observed throughout the years of watching anime. So Amy, anything to plug?
Yeah, you can follow me at just anything. And yeah, basically content over there is just anything. So yeah, follow if you want that.
So yeah, for me, just follow me on Instagram at VivsBlackMage. I also have a Twitch account. And I also have Facebook page, Vivs. And obviously, subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Ara Ara channel. And do check out our other videos and my upcoming vlog for Singapore. So yeah, see you guys again. I can't wait to share with you guys what happened to that concert. But yeah, so see you guys next week for another Ara Ara episode. I hope you enjoyed. Bye! Ara Ara.